This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, is brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. We'll join farm broadcaster Lori Boyer in Houston next.
And now a message from John Clem from Waynesville, Illinois, about the Illinois Corn Checkoff.
Did you know that the largest market for Illinois corn is the export market? Our unique river system provides farmers like me the opportunity to ship corn from our Illinois fields directly to other countries who are hungry for high-quality grain. I'm proud that the Illinois Corn Checkoff makes investments that power trade, and I hope you are too. Learn more at www.ilcorn.org.
I'm Lori Boyer reporting from the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, and I'm visiting with Chris Gold here today. He's the District 1 Director for Illinois Corn. I've heard a lot of good things about you. I know that you've done some pretty cool things with your career. You're a pilot, but you're very passionate about SAF, or sustainable aviation fuel. So you being directly tied to the industry and also with Illinois Corn, I'm sure you offer a great perspective on what's going on with this.
Well, I'm trying to learn. It's new, right? SAF is a new industry. It's a new product, and we're all trying to get our arms around it. Illinois Corn is trying to take a lead in helping get the industry up and running, and hopefully create a new demand for our product.
What needs to happen to get it up and running?
I think all the stakeholders need to get involved. Of course, corn is one, but we're obviously behind it already. But you need the aviation industry to get behind it. And frankly, for economic purposes, we need the government to get behind it. I mean, it's not economically feasible on its own right now. We need government support for the time being, at least.
Where do you see that headed? Do you feel like it's starting to come along? Are conversations going well with government officials at this point in time?
Illinois actually passed the first tax credit last year. So Illinois is taking steps down that path. What happens at the federal level with other states, I don't know. Illinois Corn, along with some other key players, are hosting a conference next month to try to start working through some of these problems and, you know, frankly, try to do what we can to make Illinois the center of the SAF universe, if we can. Yeah.
Is there enough corn to support a whole new use like SAF?
Yeah, I think that there's no doubt about that. We're swimming in corn now, and there's no reason that we can't produce whatever we need. Yeah. Now, it's a big market, and who knows how much traditional petroleum fuel gets displaced by SAF, but that's a concern for down the road, I would think.
Another question I have is SAF produced differently than traditional ethanol?
It actually uses, in the ethanol's case, it uses ethanol as a feedstock, so it can be further refined from ethanol into jet fuel, which, you know, is more like, this is very unscientific, but I think of it as more, it's more like diesel or kerosene than it is gasoline. But ethanol can be further refined into SAF. It takes about almost 2 gallons of ethanol to make a gallon of SAF, not quite 1.7 or whatever, something along those lines.
Once again, I want to thank my guest, Chris Gold, for joining me. He is a District 1 director with Illinois Corn here at the Commodity Classic. I'm Lori Boyer, and you're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network.
Be listening for more reports from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, with farm broadcaster Lori Boyer on this Hometown Illinois Radio Network station, brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.